اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all and respected brothers and sisters. In this session, inshallah, again, we're going to work on some of the verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and start our class.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil faraj. Okay, today I will work on verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Inna alladhina kafaru, and up to verse number 10, Fi qulubihim maradun. Okay, inshallah, let's listen to these verses of the Quran Kareem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يقادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم
Okay, great. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah has put a seal on their hearts, okay? It means that their heart is no longer going to accept Islam. Why? It's because of themselves, yeah? Because of what they did to themselves. What was that? They didn't believe to Allah Almighty. And sometimes, look, if we logically think about it, okay, like Allah Almighty exists, and the Day of Judgment exists, everything, this kind of Islamic beliefs, okay? Logically, we can accept this because they are acceptable. They are not irrational. They are rational, okay? They are acceptable. But those who really do not believe, okay? Sometimes it's either because of illiteracy that they have, the kind of knowledge that they don't have about the religion, okay? Or sometimes it's because of like, it's something like racism, you know? So racism as well causes, okay, to have no faith in a religion or in... Like, in that time, okay, they were saying, like, the Prophet is not from our nation. He's not, for example, from our tribe, okay? We don't believe him, yes? Nowadays as well, we see a lot of people, okay, who say that, oh, Prophet was an Arab. We're not Arab, okay? We don't believe in him. He's the Prophet of Arab. Whatever he brought from Allah, it's for them. What do we have to do with Arab? Yeah? He was an Arab. No, it's not like this. Yeah? So, this is one of the results, one of the causes, actually, of kufr, okay? Having no faith. This racism, okay? At-ta'assub, we say. So, we got to stop these things, racism, okay? We have to stand against racism. So, whatever is the truth, no matter it's from Arab, it's from non-Arab, yeah? It's from a male or female, no problem. If it's the truth, okay, we have to accept it. If it is rational, okay? So, the result of their kufr is ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم, okay? وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة. And there is a covering on their eyes. Not these eyes, okay? The inner eyes. The inner hearing, the inner sight, okay? It's kind of blindfold, okay? Fold. And it's covered. And that's why they cannot accept anymore. Yes? Unless they purify themselves. Unless they make istighfar, okay, and come back to Allah Almighty. So, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاءٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And the result of the kufr is عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Yeah, in the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, these levels of explanations that we have interpretations, okay, this is like for adults and for youngsters, okay? So, inshallah, our friends who are looking for better explanations and more explanations, okay, they can refer to the interpretations of the scholars, okay, who have interpreted the Quran Kareem. For example, Tafsir al-Namuna, okay, Tafsir al-Mizan, Tafsir, any other Tafasir, okay, books, okay, they can refer, inshallah. So, okay, that was the explanation of this ayah. Now, let's go on to the Tajweed rules. Let's see what we have in this ayah, okay? Ayah number 7 of Surah Al-Baqarah. I will recite, inshallah. You gotta practice after me. Ready?
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم.
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم.
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة.
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة.
ولهم عذاب عظيم.
ولهم عذاب أديم.
Ahsan, thank you so much. Fawad Haider, one point I have to tell you, okay, in the previous ayahs, well, I told you it was about the pronunciation of the letter Ayn, okay? If you take a look at the ayah 10, we have a word called, it's kind of this way, Alim, Alim, Adabun Alim, Alim. It is with Hamza, yes? Alim.
Yes.
Read it with Ayn. Instead of Hamza, put a Ayn and read.
Azabun Alim.
Alim. So, no, only the word Alim. Alim, Alim. They have two meanings. Alim with Hamza means painful. Alim means knowledgeable. The meaning of the ayah changes completely.
Knowledgeable punishment.
Yeah. Walahum azabun alim. Does the punishment have knowledge? Punishment doesn't have knowledge. The one who punishes maybe have knowledge. Okay. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. No. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So, Fawad Haider, you have to pay attention to this, okay? Next time, if you do not pay attention, I will make you a Hamza and a Ayn, okay? So, brothers and sisters, be careful about the pronunciations of the letters, okay? In Arabic, they matter. They really matter, okay? Because the meaning completely changes. Okay?
Yes.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now this ayah. ختم الله على قلوبهم. Allah Almighty, God forbid, He has not put a seal on your understandings. Yeah, you have to understand. Hamza and Ayn are different. So, خاتم الله. The first point is on the letter خا. It's a heavy letter. So whenever it has a fatha, it has to be pronounced like a heavy one. خا. خا. Not خا. If you say خا, that's the name of this letter. But the sound is خا. خا. With fatha. خي. With كسرة. خو. With ضم. So خاتم الله. In recitation, there is an important point, Fawad and Al Nasir, pay attention, and that is to make sure you do not change a short vowel sound to a long vowel sound, and also a long vowel sound to a short vowel sound. For example, if it is khatama, you don't have to say khatamallahu, khatamallahu, or khatamallahu. This way the recitation gets kind of an error and it's not correct. Okay, so the short vowel sounds must be pronounced shortly and the long vowel sounds must be pronounced for two counts like long vowels. Okay, if you have a mad, mad, mad. Mad has to be mad. You don't have to be mad at mad. Okay?
Everything should be in its place.
Yeah, put every, be just, be fair.
Fish.
Fairness and justice means to one of the meanings that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, okay? Peace be upon him, inshallah. He says that, justice means to put everything at its rightful place. If it is a short vowel, it has to be a short vowel, not a long vowel. It's injustice.
Yes.
So, khatamallahu. All are short vowels. Only la, it's a long vowel, but it's kind of short one. So, khatamallahu. 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 So, Fawad, recite. Both of you?
Khatamallahu.
Again, he pronounced it as a light sound. It has to be a heavy one. Khatamallahu, not khatamallahu. No. The next rule is on the word Allah, right? So we had a rule that whenever we have a fatha sound before the word Allah, the word or a dhamma sound, the word Allah will be pronounced heavily.
Heavy.
Yeah. Allah, Allah. But whenever we have a kasra, like, sound before, it's lightly like pronounced.
Illa.
Illa. The lam, okay? The lam of the word Allah, Jalla Jalala, and also the word Allahumma. Because Allahumma has the word Allah then. So, like, khatamallahu, you don't have to, like, khatamallahu, you don't have to pronounce like, khatamallahu. Yeah? So,
yes.
Recite it heavily. Both of you, yes?
Khatamallahu.
Ahsan. It's not like Bismillahi. It's like Qul huwallahu. Allahu samad. Like this, okay? The next point in this ayah is the pronunciation of the letter hay, aha. Hayn. I was going to say like ayn. Ayn is there as well, ha as well. Okay, I thought it's ahayn. So, ha and also ayn. Ha has to be pronounced softly, not ha, it's just ha, ha, okay? And ayn. That's it, we practiced a lot. The next point is on the qulubihim, waw maddi, qulubihim, wa'ala sam'ihim, wa'ala absarihim. The next point is on the word absarihim, okay? Absarihim. Fawad Haider, recite it once. Let me listen to you.
Absarihim.
You, Ali Nasir?
Absarihim.
Okay. What was the difference between your recitations?
Ha.
The letter ha. Okay, recite it.
Absarihim.
Okay, you?
Absarihim.
No, the mistake was on the letter ba. You have to bounce the sound of the letter ba because it's from the Qutbijat letters. And it's sucking also. So it has to be kind of having a bounce. Yeah. Move it a little, okay?
Yeah.
Like you tickle someone. When you tickle someone, they jump a little, okay? Tickle the letter ba to jump, okay? To bounce. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ بَصَارِهِمْ No. أَبْصَارِهِمْ All right?
Yes.
Okay. Now recite. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ
وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ
أَحْسَنَ Absarihim, no. Absarihim. Hamza. So, that's correct. Ghishawa. Ghain is a heavy letter, but because it has a kasra sound, so
light.
It has to be lightly pronounced. Ghishawa. And you can stop here. Look. Wa'ala sam'ihim. There is salah or sali. Yes, this sign is telling you that it's better to continue. You can make a pause. وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ. Make a pause. It's okay. But it's better to continue, to go. وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. This way. It's, if you join it, it's better. وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. Again, we have صَلَى, yes, or صَلِي. So, again, you can continue joining. غشاوة, if you stop here, ta marbuta will be changed to
ha.
Ha. And the harakat, whatever the harakat it has, will be changed to
sukun.
So, walahum adhabun azim, adhab, pronunciation of the letter dhal, and also tanween bun, then plus ayn. Ayn from throat letters, what rule is applied?
Izhar.
Okay, izhar is applied. Adhabun azim, adif, there is no rule applied.
Yes.
Azim, the pronunciation of the letter dha. Listen to this ayah and repeat after me, okay?
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم
ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم
وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, I really recommend you stay with us. We'll continue in the next session. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان